Now joining us on BTL is the Empire 8's first player of the week for the men's basketball season, and that's Alfred guard Cole Eales, who is an Ithaca High School alum. Cole, thanks for joining the show. And what was working for you in that first game? You know, you went 5 for 10 from the three-point line, 20 points, and a big win for you guys.
I just really relied on my teammates find me open looks. You know, when we got our guards attacking the lane and our big men who are very offensive down low, it opens a lot of areas for me to shoot open threes. So I just really relied on them to give me the ball, and I just knocked them down when I needed to.
That's great. And you guys followed that up with another win, a nice second half performance against Hilbert. So you're 2-0 now. What's your early outlook for this season?
I mean, so far we beat two very good teams, but it doesn't mean that, you know, we can settle. We're always looking for more. And I know all the guys in practice go hard every day. So, you know, we're just working every single day.
And then before the season, you guys played St. Bonaventure in an exhibition game. So what was that experience like, you know, playing a team that was just in the D1 national tournament?
I mean, those guys are very gifted and talented. You know, it makes you step back and think, like, oh, maybe I'm not so good. But you know, it's always fun playing guys that are just so much better than you. Can take a lot of good aspects of their games and try to incorporate it into your own. But it's always just a fun time to be out there and play with guys of that skill level.
Yeah, so personally, what did you learn from that game, you know, playing at that level?
Personally, shoot the ball faster.
That's good.
Try to get your shot off as quick as possible, because when you got guys that are that fast, you don't have as much space and time.
We're talking to Alfred Saxon's guard, Cole Eales, an Ithaca High School alum. He was the Empire 8's player of the week for the first week of the men's basketball season. And this is you're a graduate student out at Alfred. You came back for this final season. So can you talk me throughout the decision process to come back for this year?
I mean, because of COVID, I got another opportunity to have one more year of eligibility. And I love basketball. I love the sport. And all of the guys that were on the team last year were here again. So it was just an easy choice for me to make, to stay one more year, get one more year of the college life and the collegiate sports. So it was an easy choice for me to make.
Definitely. And now you're the oldest player on a team of 24. So does that come with any leadership responsibilities?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we have some other guys on the team that are seniors that are particularly our captains, but everyone on the team looks up to those guys, including myself. So I just know we got to set the tone for them for future years and just show them what it's like to be a championship team.
And I mean, I just mentioned it, but you guys have 24 players on your team, which is really huge for a basketball roster. So what's that like, you know, being on a roster that's so big?
I mean, ever since I've been to Alfred, I feel like we've always had like a larger team. I personally don't mind it. I think for practice wise, it helps a lot. You can get a lot of reps against a lot of different guys, gives you a lot of different looks. Overall, I just think it's helpful. I mean, if people start to get injured, we have a lot of depth on our bench, a lot of kids that can play. So I think it's helpful.
That's great. And I mean, you've really settled in as a three-point specialist. Your three-point shot has been developing throughout your career. So how have you been able to grow that aspect of your game throughout your years at Alfred?
Well, when I was a freshman, there was a kid on the team who was a senior. His name was Nick Schmidt. And he was kind of like my idol. I watched him play all freshman year, and I watched the way he like moved off the ball, and kind of found the gap for when to shoot threes and when not to. So I think just, you know, a lot of reps on the gun and getting shots up, but also just movement off the ball to find open looks.
Definitely worked. You're a team leader in 3 points made in your last season played. So we're talking to Cole Eales here, graduate guard for Alfred University, an Ithaca High School alum as well. And your younger brother, Cade, he was a great runner here at Ithaca. He's now running at Nazareth College. So what's that like for you, being his older brother and seeing him now succeeding at the college level?
I mean, it's awesome. I've been hearing so many great things, and I've been to a few of his meets, but that kid is, he's special for sure. He works hard.
That's great.
I always told myself that he's probably a harder worker than myself. So I knew that once he got to college, he wasn't going to struggle at all. So it's not a surprise for me, but I'm glad I can see him working hard and doing well at a collegiate level as well.
I love that. That's special stuff. And I mean, lastly, I like to ask us of any, you know, local athlete that makes it to the next level and has some success there. So what advice would you have for, you know, current high school athletes that are trying to make that jump to the college game?
Just stick with it. My freshman year of college, I averaged 2 minutes a game. I barely played. I thought I should have been playing, like everyone thinks. But I stuck with it. I almost wanted to quit the team freshman year. My parents talked me out of it. I stuck with it. Sophomore year, I started all season. We ended up winning the Empire 8. And just stick with it. Work as hard as you can every single day in practice, even if you know you're not going to play. Because coaches do notice. They notice your hard work, and they notice that you're trying to put the effort into to make a change to your game, and you can show them that you want to play, and eventually you will be recognized. So just always stick with it.
That's an awesome answer. Patience for sure. Well, now you're here in your final season, so best of luck as you wrap things up at Alfred, and thanks for joining the show today.
Yeah, thank you.